in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
So we recently saw the hit cult classic movie. Maybe it's a bit early to call it a cult classic because it did only come out.
The Pride of Cannes. Yeah, they're calling
What did
that.
You say?
The Pride
the
of Cannes.
The Pride of Cannes, yeah. And the director actually, in a unconventional move, when critics called it The Pride of Cannes, he actually tried to change the official title, and the title is obviously Good Boy. We're talking about the Good Boy movie from 2023. He wanted to change the title.
Yeah,
you know how Edge of Tomorrow changed the title to Edge of Tomorrow, Live, Die, Repeat? He wanted to change the title to Good Boy, : The Pride of Cannes.
And they wouldn't let him?
They wouldn't let him, yeah. And he protested. He really protested. I mean, that it was he was on the streets.
And let me just real quick see, is the director a man of Good Boy 2023?
I really fucking hope so. Because if not, it is not going to look good for me. It's not going to look good.
Oh, it's 2022.
2022. Okay, so The only, if the director isn't a man, then everything I've said about the movie so far has not been the case, aside from the fact that the dog does sniff the knife. And we have since watched the movie, obviously last week and the week before, as this is the official Goodbye podcast. Yeah. And we're also stuck in a library.
He is a man.
I'm so fucking glad to hear that. We were anticipating that in the movie Goodbye, having skimmed the trailer, I guess we just assumed that the man dressed as a dog in the movie was going to sniff the knife at some point.
We did assume, and we were
and
correct.
And we were absolutely 100% on the ball. In fact, most if not all of the movie was, in fact, varying shots of a man dressed as a dog, and he's holding a knife, and he is sniffing the knife with reckless abandon.
I feel like we shouldn't get that into it because we do have like a little thing coming out of us watching it together. We did like a little watch along that we're going to be posting.
We did live stream a watch along. You can get the full thing on our Patreon. We did do a watch along of the Good Boy movie. And yeah. Good Boy movie, just for context, because obviously the past few episodes we've been talking about Good Boy a lot, and maybe we haven't really given enough context as to what we're actually talking about, but it is the movie where in it he does sniff the knife. So that should clear things up for you if you don't really know much about Good Boy. But yeah, stay tuned for the outro where we will be playing just a few of the highlights from our watch along of watching the movie Good Boy from 2022.
And you can follow the Patreon for the full live stream. It's patreon.com/ Good Boy Fans, The Pride of Cannes 2022. Pride of Cannes. It's C-A-N-N-E-S.
Yes, and I think that was part of the problem when he applied to change the title. And you might be wondering who he applied to change the title of your own movie. Surely you can call it anything, but the reason Cannes was particularly upset was because he kept calling it Cannes. He kept calling it Cannes, and they were obstinate, and I don't know if that's a word, but they were obstinate about the fact that Cannes, it's only Cannes if it's plural, if it was more than one can.
Have you ever heard of a Raising can?
Yes.
It's like a little joke on Raising Canes, because it's C-A-N-E-S, and then it's actually pronounced... It's C-A-N-N-E-S at can, but it's can instead of canes.
Yeah, and just to explain what Raising Canes is, just for anyone not in the room.
It's chicken tenders.
Oh, okay, so where you've lost me there...
That's kind of it.
Yeah, where you've lost me there is... I just assumed if we were going to do a can pun joke, it was going to be maybe Citizen Can, it was going to be...
not familiar with any of that.
And that's all of them.
Well, see, it's different because Citizen Kane is K-A-N-E, but Raising Canes is C-A-N-E-S, so it's just missing an N.
Yeah, and I see what you mean. And it's
missing
it's
a C and
yeah,
an
and it's a decent point, and it's a good point because I think the director actually of Citizen Kane, famously Humphrey Bogart, he did definitely apply to have the name changed to Citizen Kane. But Cannes, the city, was very adamant that Cannes isn't spelled with a K, so it didn't really make sense.
What was that one guy? Clark Gable. That's right. Do you think he would have played the dog in Good Boy if he had the chance? If he was still alive?
Going to just ask for clarification if by the chance you meant if he was still alive.
And also not a bad guy.
Yeah, I do think even if he was alive, the opportunity to place a role of such high regard. Pride. Yeah, I mean, you have to have such nuance. You have to be really just open-minded. You just have to be really open-minded to play a role like that. And as we've established previously on here... and another recent episode, you know, episode 2 or so, Clark Gable was not an open-minded guy, and in fact,
definitely not episode 2 for sure.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And we wouldn't want to belabor the point, but Clark Gable famously did kill his mistresses and bury them with shovels.
Did kill his mistresses? Absolutely. Ooh, she's being real loud. What are you doing?
Sounds like your cat is a Clark Gable fan.
I wish.
Why do you wish that?
Because Clark Gable is actually like, he's like an idol to me.
Clark Gable is an idol to you. So you idolize someone who literally butchered his mistresses.
Before you say anything else? Yes. Yes.
Shovels and buried women with shovels. I never really understood in the headlines when everyone was talking about that. And, you know, Norm MacDonald's joking on SNL, we can update.
Oh, you hear the latest about Clark Gable burying his wife with shovels?
And I was always interested, I was always intrigued
it's
as
really
to why.
Bad Norm MacDonald. Yeah.
Thank you. And I was always really intrigued as to why everyone was so stunned that it was with shovels. Everyone put the emphasis that the headlines were always on shovels. Clark Gable butchers his mistresses and buries them with shovels. And I was like, well, what else is he going to bury his mistresses with? What else is he going to bury them with? Give the guy a break.
It's true.
Fucking guy a break.
Weren't we in like a library before? Whatever happened to that?
We're still in the library. I think at one point I implied that we were guardians of the multiverse.
Did you? I didn't know. Are we that?
What would you say, just to, like, and obviously I don't want to keep on Good Boy too much, because obviously I'm aware that for the past three entire episodes we have just pretty much aside from the scripts been talking about Good Boy without really making any reference as to why we're talking about Good Boy, whether we've seen Good Boy, but no, we always
Well, everyone knows.
Everyone knows. But what were your overall impressions of the titular Good Boy?
I thought, like, okay, so this is a little, this is off base, I think. Not what the critics have said. I did think that he was a good boy. And I don't want to spoil anything. But his owner should have been. And you're going to need to bleep that. Because that is a spoiler.
Yeah, and I will bleep that. I guess it's a spoiler because you're implying that they weren't
responsible.
I think it's a bold take to say. And obviously, if we're going to bleep this, then the conversation doesn't really mean anything anyway. So we probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be a redundant conversation.
You should bleep most of the things we said.
Yeah, I'm going to be bleeping most of this anyway, so we probably shouldn't be even really talking about it anyway, because no one's going to hear what we're talking about. But I think it's really, really controversial that you think that the guy shouldn't have been.
Well, yeah. Why not? Like, the dog man was. And bleep that again.
So. Yeah, and obviously we're going to have to bleep this. So if anything that we're saying, it's purely just a personal conversation between me and you, because I am going to have to, as we've established.
Can I say one more thing?
I'm going to have to bleep all of this. Go ahead.
He was a good and he was licking the knives. He was licking the knives to tell the that the was going to kill. It was like a sign.
It was
because he couldn't talk because he was gone.
And I did appreciate the twist that he wasn't the killer. He was the women, and also the bonus twist. And obviously, as we've established, we're gonna have to bleep every single for this because it's going to be spoilers, but the twist that he actually didn't just the knife, but he the knife as well. As you said.
Sorry, did I say
Yeah, you did say and obviously a major spoiler, but as we've established, we're going to have to bleep all of this, so we really should just stop talking about it. But I think it is really important what you said about how he the knife. And obviously that'll have to bleep. But also how he was warning the spouse of his owner's intentions and not him being a murderer as well. And obviously we'll have to bleep that as well.
Yeah.
And on that
note, what's the book that we're going to read?
The book we're going to read is Forecast Too Curious.
Oh, now I get it. Forecast.
Yes.
All right. That's pretty funny. and real quick, again, hold on. You are playing one character, so you don't need to do a different voice. I need you to put that out there. Because, again, I feel like every time you are going to say, I don't remember the voice, and I'm going to be like, well, you should have just done your own voice.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, like, I hear you, and obviously, like, when it comes down to it, we don't prepare these in the voice I do, whether it's my real voice or it's a voice that I'm going to immediately forget. It does just depend on the feeling in the moment. So maybe I'll do my own voice. Yeah. Maybe I'll do a weird voice that I'm going to forget immediately, but... I do hear. I just want you to know that I hear you. I do really, really genuinely hear you, and I fully, I agree that the best decision for me and for the podcast is for me to use my real voice and not put on a weird voice accent that I'm going to immediately forget.
All right, go ahead. Can't wait to hear what the voice is going to be.
All right, magic, perfect. Okay.
Sorry, one more thing actually before you start.
Yeah, on you go.
That's it. No, that was it.
The sack is ripped off the head of brothers estranged. At the other side of the table sits an unfamiliar figure in a suit and sunglasses. They nod in his direction as he glances around the otherwise empty room.
Hello? Brothers. Really good.
Brothers estranged. Nice to meet you.
Did you kidnap me and put a bag over my head?
It's more of a sack.
You can't sack me. I quit.
No, the bag over your head is more of a sack.
Wow. That wasn't even worth a bag.
Now, let's be fair, Mr. Brothers Estranged. We paid good money for that sack.
Really?
Yes.
For a sack? Seems like a sack would come pretty cheap.
We bought in bulk.
You bought kidnapping sacks in bulk? How many people are you planning to kidnap?
We're getting off sack. I'm Agent 290421, and I represent a worldwide media conglomerate, which will heretofore remain unnamed.
Is it Disney?
No.
I bet it's Disney.
It's not Disney.
Is it Bad Doors?
No.
Why'd you hesitate?
I didn't think you'd guess it that fast. I mean, no reason.
It's Bad Doors.
It's not Bad Doors.
But what would worldwide media conglomerate Bad Doors want with little old me, conspiracy theorist YouTuber, Brothers Estranged?
I'm going to be straight with you, Mr. Estranged. Sorry, I got something, a frog in my throat. Bad Doors has fallen on hard times. Our airline never recovered from the crash that killed Tom Hanks. Our former CEO is currently on a public apology tour for which admission cost $30. Coming soon. And our elf magic side hustle resulted in the untimely death of the real-life Santa Claus.
What?
Not a listener then, huh?
Santa Claus is real?
He's real dead.
That's cold.
He was cold when he died. Also when he was alive. North Pole climate. But in this economic climate, and dare I say...
Don't you say. Don't you dare say.
In this woke climate, our only institution left standing is the Weather Channel. 30 million viewers tune in every day to stream a homely Botox Seacrest tape pointing at cartoon depictions of the sun.
30 million every day?
I mean, obviously no one actually watches it, but that's what we tell our shareholders.
Right. You can get the weather on your phone immediately. Obviously no one's watching. But you can really get away with such staggering deceit?
Of course! The age of streaming has only just begun. And it is perfect forever.
But what does this have to do with me?
Because we may be an untouchable conglomerate, Mr. Estranged.
I feel like you just laid out several reasons for why you're not untouchable.
Agent 290421 takes out their phone and holds it up to Brothers. But you? You have touched us dearly. A video starts playing.
What is up, conspiracy realists? Brother Estranged here, back with another conspiracy that'll blow your head on. So you know meteorologists, right? They forecast the weather, and then the Weather Channel says what the weather's gonna be. Well, buckle heap, you mindless sheep. They're not real. Meteorologists don't exist. The Weather Channel's, they're guessing.
Why is your voice different in the videos?
I saw it on YouTube once, and I sort of just stuck with it.
Right. I just feel like people probably click away, because you're deliberately putting
on a lot of views.
Yeah, because of the voice. Agent 290421 puts the phone back in their pocket.
One of my strongest.
You see the problem, then.
Problem?
You've blown the lead off our whole operation. Need I remind you that, for bad to worse, fake weather reporting is our only remaining institution?
Wait.
This could ruin us.
You're saying it's true?
Oh, don't play so coy. You're the one who posted the video.
I mean, I barely even remember posting it. I post 3 videos a day, mainly for ad revenue purposes, and I don't get a lot of views, so...
Yeah, this one has 4. What are you saying, though, exactly?
I'm saying I'm a conspiracy theorist, man. The clue is in the first 3 letters. This is my job, alright? I have an audience, barely. They eat this shit up, barely.
So your theory about us guessing the weather, you don't even believe that?
I mean, I do now.
I was bluffing.
Way too late.
I was just kidding before, when I revealed all that super incriminating information that could ultimately bring down the remnants of a once great corporation. It was a little joke on my heart. On my heart? On my part. But on my heart also. You can...
What was the plan here, even? You were going to interrogate me, find out how I know what I know, make me delete the video?
No, making you delete the video would look far worse for us.
Well, I'll definitely be deleting the video then.
Fuck.
Can I go?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Well, wait on. I really thought you had something. This kidnapping wasn't even approved by head office.
Implying that kidnappings typically do get approved by head office? Fuck, man. This is great. This is like a month of content right here.
Wait, okay, please. You have to stay quiet about this.
Or what?
What,
you'll drive me out into the desert and shoot me in the head? Pretty tired trope, man.
There must be something I can offer you, some sort of trade.
I really, really doubt that.
Wait. You like conspiracies, right?
Eh.
Really non-committal, considering it's your whole brand. Well, I'm pretty high up in the food chain here at Bad to Worse. I mean, I have clearance. And we're still the most powerful corporate entity in the world after Quibi.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
If you're willing to forget about today's indiscretion and promise not to post a single video about my company, I can offer you the good stuff.
The truth behind other major conspiracy theories?
Just tell me what you want to know and I'll verify or debunk.
Wow. All right. The moon isn't real?
That's classified.
But you just told me you'd verify or debunk any conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but not the moon ones. I can't tell you the moon ones.
Fine, whatever. Elvis isn't dead?
True. Elvis is living out his senior years on a quaint little farm upstate.
Bush did 9/11?
False. Bush is living out his senior years on a quaint little farm upstate.
That warms my cold, still heart. Aliens exist?
They were literally in episode 8.
Bigfoot exists?
He was literally in episode 8.
Well, I'm out.
Huh?
I can't really think of anything else.
You can't think of any other conspiracy theories? You literally listed 4. 2 of them were just references to episode 8.
Well, it was a banger, though.
False. Look, I'm not complaining, obviously. I mean, the less I have to tell you, the better. But there's really nothing else you want to know about the world? The deep underbelly of society?
Alright, let me think. Is there a difference between shower gel and hand soap?
Agent 290421 takes out a pistol and shoots Brothers Estrange 6 times in the chest. The YouTuber slumps forward onto the table, dead. Agent 290421 goes to him, cradling him in their arms. They're sobbing.
This was you, not me. Not me. I'm so fired.
Definitely, yeah, that's just Tom Hanks again. That was not Andrew Lincoln. Welcome back to Good Boy Fans Pride of Cans.
Yeah, I'm glad we got the fucking dumbass story out of the way. I'm glad we got the fucking focus of the goddamn show out of the fucking way. Now we can get back to the fucking meat of the bitch.
Yeah, this show sucks. Our
fucking highlights.
Boo.
Are you still in that fucking library?
Is that a fan?
This is most of the comments we get. Are you still in that fucking library?
Anyways, so you want to play our little...
Our
best of moments?
Yeah, I'm just going to hit play on our highlights of us. And this is us watching the movie Good Boy from 2022. Here we go. Enjoy.
What is it, like a dog or something?
No, I think what's happening here is... And obviously it's early days. But I think what's happening here is the dog is perhaps... I don't know about you, Eric, but I feel like maybe the dog isn't actually a dog at all.
I'm thinking this might be a man, and he brought his date over, but the dog isn't. The dog is like a dog man.
I do think it's early days, and if that was in fact the twist, it would be a little early for them to reveal that. He sniffed it.
Oh, he licked it.
Is he sniffing that knife?
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting confused. Like, is this a dog or not?
No one has been watching this stream.
This is a good movie, though.
Yeah, no. What would you rate the movie out of 10? And this is us after post highlights.
11.
11. You would rate the movie 11 out of 10?
Yeah, 11. 11 out of 10. This is the best movie I've ever seen.
Okay, and just for context, what would you rate The Shawshank Redemption?
11 out of 10. It's the best movie I've ever seen.
So you're a movie fan.
Yeah, give me another one. I'll give you a rating.
Would you rate Lady Bird?
1 out of 10. Never saw it. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
So if you haven't seen a movie, you just automatically it's a bad movie. Because if it was good, then you would have gone to the effort of seeing
it. Then I would have seen it. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Give me another one.
Battle Los Angeles.
Never saw it. 3 out of 10. Best movie I've ever seen.
Still the best movie I've ever seen. I'm just interested that for some movies you haven't seen, you give them 1 out of 10, but for others you haven't seen, you give them right. 3 out of 10. Surely they.
Yeah.
Surely
well, that one sounded sick as hell.
Right. You saw the trailer and you liked the trailer, so it's at least a 3 out of 10.
Yeah, battle. I like the word battle.
I remember when the trailer for that Charlie Day movie came out, and everyone was like, wow, this movie looks really funny. And I was like,
Which one?
The one where it was like he doesn't talk. I remember the trailer came out, and I watched it, and I was like, this looks like the worst fucking movie ever. And everyone was like, oh, sure. Charlie Day is so funny. This looks so good. And I was thinking, are we getting our hopes up? And it came out.
Yeah,
and
you
was,
are anti-Charlie Day.
Really bad. Well, I like Charlie Day, but...
You're more of a Charlie Knight kind of guy.
I'm... The existence of Charlie Day... And this is a tweet that would go viral. The existence of Charlie Day implies the existence of a Charlie Knight. 400,000 retweets.
Do you want to tweet that and see what happens?
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Let's get peas. Let's get peas underscore.
And if it doesn't... Oh, fuck. And I really hate, I'm really, really genuinely hate that I have to tweet this, but I immediately agreed to I can't back out now. The existence... Right. Oh, fuck.
Do you think maybe you should, like, change your Twitter name at some point?
Oh,
because let's get...
Because the thing it's based on hasn't existed for, like, 6 years. Oh, Jesus Christ. Right. And it's 1 a.m. my time, so anyone that's of Charlie Day implies the existence of a...
You should get X blue so that you can like set that up to go to more people.
Yeah. I'm gonna make it an ad. Oh, Jesus, sorry. I'm really, really like I'm going to tweet this, but I just really need to take a deep breath before I do because it does go against everything I believe in. Because obviously, no one's gonna like this. No one's gonna even see it because it's 1 a.m. my time. Right, but also, if it did go viral, it'd be proving my point. That would be also upsetting as well. Exactly. I'm essentially this is a lose-lose for me, and I'm gonna have to tweet it.
Oh, sorry, it's underscore. Let's get peace.
Okay, I tweet it.
You got it. I tweet it. All right, refresh it. How many likes did you get?
Holy
My retweets.
Oh my god. We're it has one like so far. Already?
Yeah, who?
Wow. Yeah. Someone who called was it? Eric Crust. I'm not really
That's
sure
me, who the fuck man. That is. That's me. Know. Sorry, what is Expendables following you?
Yes.
The movie Expendables.
Why the fuck does the Comic Book Now account follow me on Twitter? They have 230,000 followers. Anyway, the Expendables Twitter account does follow me. And I'm going to have to tweet them. Cool. I'm going to tweet them. I'm going to say, hey, did you see my recent tweet? Hey, did you see my latest tweet? Funny one.
Remember when you used to set Instagram message the office.
DM celebrities. Actors. I guess I could do that right now as well. While we're on the socials,
I can do it too. You want me to do it? I'll do it.
Yeah,
too.
Let's both. Right, okay, let's both pick a celebrity and message them, and then we'll say what we said.
There. Let's pick one. Let's pick one for each other.
Okay. Perfect.
I want you to DM Rob Riggle, if you could.
You want me to DM celebrity Rob Riggle, and you're sure he has an Instagram?
Yeah. No.
I would like you to, and no one, essentially the Rob Riggle jumped to mind immediately for you, because no one really sprang to mind immediately for me. I suppose it would be on brand, considering your interests and considering your passions, if you DM'd Stephen Moffat.
How do you spell Stephen?
It's Stephen with a V.
I don't, oh, it's a Doctor Who actor.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Doctor Who guy, for sure.
Sorry, we should cut out the silence, but I'm writing a message now.
I genuinely have nothing.
Okay, do you want me to read mine first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, this is to Stephen Moffat of Doctor Who fame or other fame, I don't know. I said, hey, brother, my friend is a big fan of Doctor What? Sorry, I mean Doctor Who. I've never seen it, but what's your favorite doctor? What medical issue do you enjoy that he takes care of? I see you're from Paisley. Is it nice there? I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. Have you ever been? My friend said you're his favorite Doctor Who actor. Thanks so much. Have a nice. Bye. Love you.
Well, honestly, really perfect. I like when you asked him what his favorite Thanks. Doctor was.
I've done that a lot to football players, and I think it's a really funny bit.
Well, asking them specifically what their favorite doctor is, or
yeah, usually.
I tell you, what's your full number again?
69. All right, are you done?
Just 1 second. I'm on paragraph 7.
Okay, while you're doing this, I'll just read some other ones I wrote to other people. This was to the Muppets official account. Hello, the Muppets. I would like to be on your shows. Can I? I am very good at doing voices. British, normal, bad. I'm bad with my hands, so I don't think I could maneuver a Muppet. But that should be fine, right? Anyways, is Jim Henson in heaven? Please respond. Thank you.
That's so fucked up.
They didn't see it. What are they supposed to see? They didn't see it.
I'm surprised.
Oh, this is a good one. This is to Devontae Adams, the football player. Hello, Mr. Adams. I think your last name is very cool. Do you like Oakland? I've never been, but I do live in Oakley. We have a lot in common in that way. What's your favorite catch of all time? One time I caught popcorn that my friend threw into my mouth. I think that's my favorite. Okay, good night. And then, like 5 minutes later, I did say, I'm sorry, I lied about the popcorn story. I don't know why I did that. I apologize. And then 3 hours later, I did say, hi, Mr. Adams. I'm so sorry, but I forgot the Raiders were in Las Vegas and not Oakland. How silly of me. We don't have much in common as I thought earlier. And then a month and a half later, I did say, I don't think this will work out.
Like the ball's in your court. Hey, R, my friend is a massive Doctor Who fan, and it would mean the world to him if you could send him some signed merch and or call him on... sorry.
That's not right.
69. and tell him the following.
That's not correct.
Hi, Eric. Your friend Matthew told me you're a big fan of mine, and I am a big fan of yours too. Not in a creepy way. I will sign off with a classic Doctor Who catchphrase. End of quote. Kind regards. Please let me know if you can follow through with your eternal promise. My friend is deathly sick, and I feel that if he doesn't get a call from his favorite star, it will be the final nail in his pending coffin. Kind regards.
So yeah, you did put the wrong number.
This account can't receive your message because they don't allow your message across my name. I do think it's weird that Instagram doesn't tell you that until you've sent the message.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Thing I also, but it's fine because, you put the wrong number. Yeah, for sure.
He probably wasn't going to call you anyway. This is one I sent to Vanessa Lachey.
Lachey.
Vanessa Lachey, sorry. The chances of her seeing it were obviously low because she has a million followers. But she's obviously host of Love is Blind. So I said, hey V, I'm currently working on a Love is Blind-esque reality TV show for CBS called Love is Deaf. It's about people finding love despite having bad voices. I was wondering if you'd like to cameo for a small fee, as in you would pay us a small fee to cameo. Hope we hear from you, and thanks for this opportunity. We won't let you down, Vanessa. And then a month later I said, is that a yes? Van Yessa. And then 4 months later I said I said, okay, you're on in 5, good luck. She didn't respond. Paul Feig, we still good for the gala on Tuesday? 2 months later, Ghostbusters, more like ghosted by Paul Feig. Alright.
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.